afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day.
Yes.
Yes, it is Winning Wednesday
right.
On this morning. We want to continue to announce the One Love Thanksgiving that's going to be taking place next week on Thanksgiving Day, 2 p.m. The location is 1046 Dixon Boulevard. This event is coordinated, hosted, and catered by Miss Keisha Barrett at Pebbles Catering and Event Design. Please give her a call at 321-863-7919 if you're able to make a monetary donation, if you're able to make a food donation, a clothing donation, small household item donation, or volunteer your time. She is going to need volunteers up to the day, helping get everything ready for the day. She's going to need volunteers on Thanksgiving Day, some to help with setup, some to help serve, some to help with breaking down and cleaning up. So if you have any time that you are available to volunteer, please give her a call. If you're able to donate any food items, please give her a call ahead of time so you could coordinate along with her with the menu. And if you're able to give any money to the free Thanksgiving meal that's going to be provided. Last year, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were fed, those that came to the actual event. And then there were hundreds of meals that were donated also and delivered out into a few local homeless camps. So if you want to be a part of what God is doing, the second annual One Love Thanksgiving, please give Keisha Barrett a call. It is 321-863-7919, and the address again is 1046 Dixon Boulevard.
See it the way God sees it. Do it the way God does it. So we got to see it the way God sees it. We got to say it the way God says it. And we got to do it the way God does it. And we can see these 3 points in the life of Joseph here. Because Joseph sees it the way God sees it. And he says it the way God says it. And he does it the way God
does it.
And that was the hallmark, the key to his success. As we left off yesterday, Psalms 1, verse 3. But if we go back to verse 1 down to 3, and because we have more time, I just didn't want to leave you with that key verse, that whatsoever you do, you prosper. But there's a prerequisite for that to happen. So when we look at the first three verses, look at the, go ahead.
So this is Psalms chapter 1.
Yeah.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Key.
Nor stands in the path of sinners.
Key.
Nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
Key.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Sees it.
And in his law
he meditates
day and night.
Yeah.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Yes.
That brings forth its fruit in its season.
Yes.
Whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper.
That man. That man. Whoever that man is, whatsoever he does, whatsoever he does, that woman who did this, whatsoever he does shall prosper. Deuteronomy now chapter 28 support that. When we look at Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1, that man, that woman, and we're going to look at this and see how it works. Yes.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth.
That's it.
Yes. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God.
Yeah.
To observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth.
We see that in the life of who? Joseph. That's why Joseph knew that. Find the secret. That's the secret. to live in a life of fruitfulness, mm-hmm. to live in a life of success mm-hmm. in the earth realm mm-hmm. is to obey the voice of the mm-hmm. Lord.
And David also, yeah. when we think about the life of David, he was anointed as king as a teenager, but he didn't actually become king
yeah.
over anything in the physical until he was around 30 years old. So there was a span of time
yeah.
where the anointing was ripped from Saul, but Saul maintained the physical kingship
right.
in the earth realm. But the anointing was on David.
Yeah.
And there were many times, it's a lot of text to cover, but there were a lot of times where Saul actually tried to kill David. And David had the power where he could have risen up against Saul. He had opportunity
yeah.
where he could have did it. He had the ability. He had the natural fight. He had the open door. There was a time he went and he actually cut off part of Saul's robe
yeah.
just to show how close
yeah.
he came to him.
Yeah.
But he didn't do nothing to him. Even when other people were pushing him, why don't you just take out Saul? Here's your opportunity. David said, no. Because that would be wickedness against God.
Yeah.
God's divine order is for me to be submissive to the authority that is over my life. And at that time, Saul was the authority over his life. Was Saul a kind authority? No. Saul was trying to kill him. It said that Saul would hunt for him. Saul would throw spears at him. Saul did all kinds of things to try to take David out. And David had the physical power. He had the physical strength. He had the physical clout. He had the physical weapons of warfare where he could have easily took Saul out at any time. But he knew to do that
yeah.
would be to sin against God. Just like Joseph had the open door opportunity to lay up with Potiphar's wife day after day. This wasn't a one-time thing where she propositioned him. The Bible says in Genesis 39 that she did this day after day. This woman was throwing herself at him day after day. We're getting so close where she was able to grab his garment. Day after day, she yes. was coming on to him. Day after day, but he had to make a conscious quality decision every moment of every day. Oh, she ain't getting me today. She's not getting me today because I'm not going to do this wickedness against God. Because too many times we're so dependent on our circumstances and we let our circumstances dominate our life too yeah, much.
Yes.
But we're showing you now two men who had opportunity to do wickedness, who had the ability, the strength, the position to be able to do the wickedness. But they said no, because it's going to be sinning against God. Ultimately, it's going to be sinning against God.
Yes. And we want to go to 1 Samuel. And we're going to look at the third man, as you were talking about Saul. And he says, when you see it the way God sees mm-hmm. it, and you do it the way God does it, success mm-hmm. lie at your door. Mm-hmm. It's in your hand. But when you do it the way you want to do mm-hmm. it, you're doomed to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at what happened. And you know that story very well. And for time, we don't have time to read the whole thing. But we want to pick up from verse 20 to 24. Just read verse 20. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 20 to 24.
And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord
yeah.
and gone on the mission
yeah.
on which the Lord sent me
yeah.
and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites, but the people took of the plunder,
yeah.
sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in mm-hmm. Gilgal. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices mm-hmm. as in obeying
yeah.
the voice of the Lord?
Yeah.
Behold, to obey is
better than
sacrifice.
Yeah.
And to heed than the fat of rams.
Yeah.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Yes.
And stubbornness is an iniquity.
Yeah.
And idolatry.
Yeah.
Because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you
yeah.
from being king.
Yes.
Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice.
Yeah.
Now, therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me, that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel.
Okay. So that was the difference between who? Between Saul and Joseph. Mm-hmm. Okay? You see the difference between Saul and Joseph, because Joseph obeyed the voice of God. And because he obeyed the voice of God and do what God says, he was elevated. He was elevated in Potiphar's house. He was elevated in prison, when he was in prison. And he was elevated in Egypt under Pharaoh. When you obey the voice of the Lord, Deuteronomy chapter 28, he shall set you high above all nation of the earth. Psalms 1 verse 3, and you shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water. When you disobey the voice of the Lord, the kingdom, the blessing of God will be ripped from you.
And then when going on into 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 4, it talks about David, when David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 40 years. And the same thing with Joseph. He stood before Pharaoh when he was 30 years old, and then he was able to, he was in set position until his death, which was over 100 years old. So what it's showing is the timeline. There's a small timeline of suffering, but there's a longer timeline of rejoicing in the benefits of it. You know, it says that Jesus himself learned obedience through his suffering. So we can't be so, shy away or curl up in a ball when suffering comes.
Yeah.
Because it's those life lessons that teach us what to appreciate. They teach us to overcome.
Yes.
They teach us to be more better in different areas of life and to strive for excellence. I know my dad always told me, if you do it the right the first time, you don't got to do it again. You know, because, you know, and I pass that message on to the scholars at the school I work at. If you did it right the first time, you wouldn't be sitting here have to do it again. If you gave it your attention the first time and did it with excellence, you wouldn't be sitting here. You wouldn't be kept in from PE if you would have did it right during reading time.
If you obey, if you diligent, the word is diligent. This morning. If you're diligent, you won't have to repeat. You won't have to go through all of this pain. So first, apply what? Diligence to your life.
Yeah, and there's milestones. There's different things that we have to be able to dominate, different areas we have to be able to dominate in to get to the next level of elevation.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like when we're in school, you know, in sixth grade, the work is one level. Ninth grade is another level. College, there's another level. And we have to master the previous level to be able to advance through the channels of elevation. And it takes hard work.
Yes.
Why do companies want people who have a college degree? Because it shows that they can finish something, that they're disciplined.
The discipline.
Yes. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM. And 102.3 FM, this is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is Morning Breath. We are a drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. Whether you're listening in the morning, which most of us do, or in the afternoon, they're all drive times, and an opportunity for you to get some of the scripture, some of the word into your life. What we really think would be the very best is if you would read the chapter yourself. Spend some time in the chapter with the Lord, read it, and ask God to speak to your heart, and then tune in to the radio program. And one of the ways you can do that is podcasts and all that, but Pastor Mark will tell you more about that, because I always do this program with some